Morning Watch, Day 4. Colossians, Week 2. Christ, the preeminent one and the mystery of God's economy. Colossians 1, 24b through 26. The Church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you, to complete the Word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints. Related verses. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:17, if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with the stewardship. Ephesians 3:2-4. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief, by which, in reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. Ephesians 4:7. But to each one of us grace was given, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. 1 Peter 2:4-5. Coming to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4:10. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 1:25, note 1, referencing the word which. Referring to the church in the preceding verse, indicating that Paul became a minister, not of a certain teaching, preaching, or mission work, but of the church, the body of Christ, for its building up. Colossians 1:25, note 2, referencing the word minister. In Greek, the same word as that for deacon, meaning one who serves. Colossians 1:25, note 3, referencing the word stewardship. In Greek, the same word as economy in verse 9 and in chapter 1, verse 10. In relation to God, this word denotes God's economy, God's administration. In relation to the apostle, it denotes the stewardship. Stewardship is used also in 1 Corinthians 9:17. The stewardship of the grace is for the dispensing of the grace of God to his chosen people for the producing and building up of the church. Out of the stewardship comes the ministry of the apostle, who is a steward in God's house, ministering Christ as God's grace to God's household. Colossians 1:25, note 4, referencing the word complete. The word of God is the divine revelation, which had not been completed before the New Testament was written. In the New Testament, the apostles, especially the apostle Paul, completed the word of God in regard to the mystery of God, which is Christ, and the mystery of Christ, which is the church, to give us a full revelation of God's economy. Colossians 1:26, note 1, referencing the word mystery. According to Greek grammar, the mystery in this verse is in opposition to the word of God in verse 25, showing that the mystery is the word of God. This mystery concerns Christ and the church, the head and the body. The unveiling of this mystery through the Apostle Paul is the completing of the Word of God as the divine revelation. Colossians 1:26, note 2, referencing the word from. From the ages means from eternity, and from the generations means from the times. The mystery concerning Christ and the church was hidden from eternity and from all the times until the New Testament age, when it was manifested to the saints, including all of us, the believers in Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In 1:25, Paul says that he became a minister according to the stewardship of God. For the sake of the full expression of God, there is the need for the stewardship of God. At the time of Paul, many rich families had stewards, whose responsibility was to distribute food and other supplies to members of the household. Our Father has a great family, a divine household. Because our Father has such vast riches, there is the need in his household for many stewards to dispense these riches to his children. This dispensing is the stewardship. Hence, a stewardship is a dispensation. According to the Epistle to the Colossians, God's family is especially rich in Christ as the all-inclusive and preeminent one, as the one who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, and the firstborn from the dead. The riches of such a Christ, who is the full expression of the triune God, need to be dispensed into the members of God's family. This service of dispensing, which in 1:25 is called the stewardship of God, was the work of the Apostle Paul. It also should be our work today. The desire of God's heart is to dispense himself into man. This is the central point of the whole Bible. God's economy is to carry out the dispensing of himself into man. We share in this economy through our stewardship, our ministry of dispensing the riches of Christ. After the riches of Christ have been dispensed into us, we need to take up the burden to dispense them into others. With God, these riches are his economy. With us, they are the stewardship. And when they are dispensed by us into others, they become God's dispensation. Hence, we have the economy, the stewardship, and the dispensation. May the Lord open our eyes to see that we all have part in the stewardship of God. In every aspect of the practical church life, even in such things as ushering and cleaning the meeting hall, we need to dispense Christ into others. Firstly, we need to be filled with Christ, and then minister the riches of Christ to others. This is our stewardship.